Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Nah, 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 come on!
There's no one.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest comes to us from the world of music. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast the amazing Dave Pick Conley. Good morning, and again, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Shalom, Miss Kelly. How are you?
We are doing just fantastic today, and all
awesome,
the listeners
awesome.
Out there, yes. Well, first of all,
hey,
it is...
And again, how's everybody out there as well?
Exactly, exactly. Got to keep our fans in from all over the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely, there you go.
And they are familiar with you and your music and your work with Surface. We got to start at the beginning, Dave. We have to. We have to tell everybody about your remarkable career. And I'm online just reading all this. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So let's start at the beginning. I believe
well,
are
the
from
beginning
Jersey,
that
correct?
Most people, I'm from New Jersey. Yes, the beginning that most people know me of was starting out with Surface, and Surface was where we had most of our hits. You know, Surface went through a couple of changes in the beginning. In 1983 was my first record, and Surface was myself and a young lady named Karen Copeland. Yeah. And the song was Falling in Love. We did 3 songs, Falling in Love, When Your Ex Wants You Back, and Stop Holding Back.
Yeah.
And then her and I, we split the group up, and then I met this fabulous, fabulous singer named Bernard Jackson.
Yeah.
And I should mention that David Townsend was working with me as well, with Karen as well. David Townsend is one of the members of Surface as well, that passed away back in 2005.
Oh, my.
So... he's one of the members that started that as well. And so he introduced me to Bernard Jackson, and bam, we started
and
a whole new
it.
Line.
And Bernard
of
took over lead, right?
Wasn't Ooh, yes, he did. Did he? Oof. Indeed, he did. And what a beautiful, beautiful takeover, because he came in, you know, and we did Happy and Shall Me With Your Love and You Are My Everything, Closer Than Friends, the first time.
The top
you know,
of the R&B charts, you guys. Yes, you have some hits out there, which is an amazing legacy. It is an amazing legacy. Yes, it's my pleasure.
It's because the people out there, you know what, you can have as many songs as you want, but if the people are not feeling you, if they're not feeling those songs and want to keep hearing them, you don't really have anything. So
true.
Thank you for each and every one of you guys for making our songs number one and keeping us alive through this time period when we don't have any hit records out right now, but you're still playing the ones that we had before, which keeps us alive.
Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, and I just want to make sure everybody is clear who we are talking to this morning. We're going to bring everybody up to speed. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today. Again, he comes to us from the world of music. He's been a founding member of this amazing R&B group that you guys know well from Surface. It is our honor to welcome back. Again, welcome back to the broadcast, the one and only Mr. Dave Pick Conley. So thank you so much, Dave, for being with us.
Oh, yeah, you caught me at a good time, you know, because
awesome.
I was just walking into the studio getting ready because I've been working on my smooth jazz record right now.
Really?
It's actually finished. it's finished. But I had called up my good friend Tony Terry, who sings with you, in case you guys don't know.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to sing. He's going to sing on one of my songs, and it will be the first single.
So you're hearing it right here, guys. Well, can you tell us the name of it, the single yet, or anything, or you want to wait and hold on to it a little bit?
I probably could, but you know what? I'm going to tell you what I did.
Okay.
What I did. And this came out of nowhere. A young lady called me up, and she said that she wanted me to produce Shower Me With Your Love on her, right?
Wow.
So me and my friend Gene Lake, we said, okay, let's do it. So Gene Lake put the track together, and then she changed her mind. And I was listening to the music, and I was like, you know what? I know I'm finished my album, but you know what? This thing sounds so good. I'm going to play the flute to this thing. And so I played the flute to it, and it sounds so gorgeous. And I said, you know who would be really good singing this thing, the backgrounds with me? Tony Terry.
Wow.
So we're going to finish it up today. So that's what we're doing.
We can't wait to hear it. And
me
who
too.
On this earth could have forgot? I mean, Tony Terry's hit song with you. Oh, my gosh. And I was
literally just
watching the video just a few days ago.
She's
an amazing, amazing performer. And
I remember that white suit.
That's what I remember the video. Like
white,
you know, it was really – and the hair, of course. We always think about that on this show. Now – talk about your moving into the smooth jazz world. What is that with your upcoming
project? Well,
it's
only a stop-off. It's really just a stop-off. As a lot of you guys know me as well, you know, this is like my third flute album. And because of COVID, you know, we haven't been working, you know, and so I'm sitting up in my studio and I said, well, if I'm not doing anything, let me just put together my little flute project. So that's how that came about. And so I've been putting that together, and actually it's been together for months now, but I get so particular sometimes, you know, working out my mixes and everything. So, and I'm glad I did, because it gave me an opportunity to come up with this beautiful song, this beautiful new arrangement of one of my old songs. You know, the song was actually written by Bernard Jackson. And I remember when he brought the song to us, and I was like, whoa, never heard nothing like that before. I'm like, yo. And he was going to give it to somebody else. I said, no, you ain't. That's saying right here.
I hear you. I love when the singers get the songs and they really go in to keep, you know, to have that song for themselves, you know.
When you got a special one, indeed, Carrie. So when you got that special thing going on, and me and Dave, we both heard it as a special song.
Wow.
And so it speaks for itself. And when I do it on the flute, hopefully I can give it that same integrity that it had with Bernard's beautiful voice.
Wow.
So, you know, time will tell. And and when it's done, you know, we're going to put it out. Oh, and as a matter of fact, on November 22nd will be the first time I'll actually feature it live on Instagram.
Wow.
And that'll be November 22nd.
Okay.
So I'll
be posting all of that
as well.
Exactly. And we're going to keep all of that as well through Hair Radio. So we, you know, for the time going past it, we're going to make sure to run this, because we want folks to always be able to have access to your amazing music, where they get their music from. Now, I've got to say, I want to go back to the early days for a moment. I really do, because I know that, you know, I always mention this during when we get a chance to chat about your connection with the late Gwen Guthrie from Jersey, I believe, as well. So can you talk to us a little bit about that whole connection? And ain't nothing going on but the red. You know, one of my favorite classic songs.
Wow.
So
what was
that all about?
Oof. Well, you know, she's from East Orange, New Jersey.
Yes. And I graduated from Scott, too, so shout out to Scotty.
Wait a minute.
I got to do that.
And I'm a Scotty as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Now, we went to the same high school?
Yes,
we
do. So there was this little school studio right around the corner from Scott. It was right on Dodge Street.
I used to live there on Dodge.
Ears. It was Eastern Artist Recording Studio, but those were the acronyms. And the name of the studio was Ears. And so I heard that Gwen Guthrie was recording there. So I said, I'm going to go on up there. So I went on up in there, and I saw Gwen over to the side. I said, oh, hey, Gwen. I was real nice, you know, and polite, you know, because you don't just bust on people, you know, like that. But I did. And I sat next to her, And I said, hey, Gwen, how are you? She said, good. What's your name? I said, my name, they call me Pick, but my name is David. She said, hey, so what you doing up here? I said, I heard you was here. I wanted to come up and meet you. She said, oh, sweet. I said, you know, I write songs. She said, you do? I said, yeah. So she said, sing me one of your songs, right? And I sat there, and I started singing, maybe it's all in my heart. Dun, 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 dun. Maybe it's all in my head. And she was like, wow, that's nice. And I finished it off with her. I don't have no voice this morning, but I finished it off, and she said, wow, that's nice. She said, why don't you give me a copy of that? I'll cut it. I said, you will? She said, yeah. So I ran off and said, yo, Josh, the dude that wrote it with me, Josh Thompson, who was also Joe Thomas's co-writer. So I said, yo, Gwen Guthrie likes one of our songs. He said, really? I said, yeah, let's put a demo together real quick. So I put the demo together, put it on a little cassette tape, ran right back up there, said, here's the song. Gave it to her. And this was like the first time I ever, you know, had an opportunity to write a song for a big artist or whatever. So I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea what was happening. I just gave her the tape. And then one day she called me up and she said, hey, Pig, guess what I'm doing? I said, no idea. I'm up in New York cutting your song. Right? She said, I'm cutting your song. Why don't you come on up here? I'm like, what? I called up Josh. I said, yo, Josh, Gwen's cutting the song. I'm like, let's go. So we ran up to New York to the studio, and we got up in there, and she had two wonderful musicians. One is Jerry, and one is Patrice. And it wasn't Patrice Rushing, but her name is the same. Okay. She actually played keyboards as well. So they were playing the song, and, like, I didn't hear the song like that because she had all the professional stuff going on with it.
Right.
It was an eye-opener. And then she said, what'd you think? I was like, oh, that's so hot. So we sat up there with her. So that was the first of Gwen Guthrie. And we stayed in contact. And by the time the next album came around, she said, listen, Pick, I want you to write a bunch of songs for me for this new album. I'm like, let's do it. So we went into the studio, and we rocked out maybe about four songs. And then one time in the same studio, she said, you know, I got this lyric, Pick. We should work on this thing. I said, what you got? She said, ain't nothing going on but the rent. I was like, whoa. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me. I'm like, whoa, that's hot. So I came up there, had my little mini mood happening. Sly Dunbar was in the studio. For those who don't know, he produced Maxi Priest and a whole lot of other reggae artists. He was in the studio. And so, so he had a little drum beat going. So he had this drum beat going. So I jumped on the Moog synthesizer, and I started rocking this bass line with her. Do-doom, do-doom, do-doom. Come on now.
And it still holds up.
We was laughing like crazy in the studio, right? Because it was so hot, you know what I mean? And we just worked it all out on the spot. So we worked out all the music on the spot, bam, bam, bam. You know, I played all the keyboards on it or whatever, you know. And then she started putting in the lyrics, and we came to a part that we didn't have any music for, but it was so easy to do because she went, nothing from, nothing, leave, nothing. So I just rocked the bass underneath her, and we both ended up with the same lyric because it was an idea from an old song. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. So that little idea was kind of on both of us because we were from that same school. Right? So when we was rocking it, it was like, oh, snap. You know, that's got to be hot.
Wasn't that Billy Preston?
The rent was done.
Yeah.
Billy Preston, that's who it was.
Yeah, that was Billy Preston. I thought that was who that was. Yeah. Wow.
So next thing you know, the song was done.
Wow.
And I didn't see a lot of people, you young writers out there, you know, I had no idea what I was doing. All I was doing was having fun in the studio with a great artist, Gwen Guthrie. Did not know what was going on with the music business and all that kind of stuff. Even though it was right around the time when I got a deal with Surface, you know, but still I didn't know a lot about what was going on. This was like early 80s. And so she pretty much took the song, ran with it. When it came down to do the business, all of a sudden things got a little funky. I'm like, okay. She says, so...
I remember you telling this story, David.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, yeah, go ahead.
We got to work it out. And I'm like, work it out. We'll stay to work out. You know, I don't know nothing, you know. All I know is we sat up there and wrote the song together, like, bam, 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 right? She was like, no, Pix, you know, you didn't put the words in, so you don't get no writers on. I'm like, really? I'm like, we literally wrote the song together. She was like, no, no. So we're up there arguing. And I just pretty much let it go because, again,
right,
you young writers out there, I didn't really know better. I didn't know, one, that we was working on the number one record. I had no idea. Number two, I didn't even know that it was going to go gold over in England, right?
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I didn't know that I was going to make money off of being a writer on a big hit record. Now,
right,
when you have a record like Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent, and it's, let's just look at the United States. If that thing went number one in the United States, the royalties on the performances alone are over $100,000 to start out with.
That's right.
Because you got all the radio going. So, you know, best to get your business up front, you know, before you walk out of that studio to know that so everybody knows this is what it is. Because later on, you know, certain folks get amnesia.
Yeah. When it comes to money, amnesia is right up there at the top of the chart.
So,
well, you know what, David,
you know,
we have to ask you about that because you, mm-hmm, especially at this point, and you're talking about new writers and folks,
mm-hmm,
and getting into the business side, what is the best advice you could tell someone who is looking to start a songwriting career? You know, we've had on some wonderful hit makers like yourself, and everybody always like to I always like to ask what kind of advice for someone who's really, you know, there, you know, because you don't know at first. You've got to learn the industry, or you've got to learn the business, and it is a business. Everything is
It's a business, and it's so important to keep that in mind, even though music business is almost like an oxymoron, because music comes from an emotional standpoint, passionate feelings, you know, all of these things. Business is totally opposite. It's cold. It's calculated. It's numbers. So when you put the two together, it's almost like, do they even work together? So you really have, if you're a songwriter, you really have to keep your business head on at all times. The first thing is you got to do, if you're co-writing with people, like I said, make sure everybody knows when you write a song, you get the business taken care of immediately. What is that? Song splits. What did you write? What did I write? Let's all put it on paper. A simple song split sheet that says you wrote 50% and I wrote 50%. Signed, done. This way, nobody could say when the record hits, all of a sudden, you don't know you're working on a hit record. All of a sudden, you got a hit record. Ain't nobody getting amnesia. It's all taken care of, see? So get the business right when you're getting into a feeling of this beautiful music. Because the world is going into a lot of different changes, but the music still has to be here for everybody. And every big artist, the only way they make it big is because they have a song. So
exactly.
You could take any big artist out there. Nicki Minaj ain't going to be Nicki without a song.
That's right.
You know, all of these folks that are hitting it out here, that I don't know all these new folks, tell you the truth, but Nicki stands out, you know, of course.
Well, right. She's definitely standing out.
Drake
Cardi
stands
B
out.
And all those, and Drake.
Yeah,
well, he's
Cardi
just
B stands
making history.
Out.
That's right.
Right. You know, is it my style of music? Absolutely not. But still, the bottom line, we're still talking business.
Absolutely.
You know, they're
absolutely
not going to make it without a song for you to knock their head around and move it around. And they put it on that video, and the pictures
exactly
are going right next to the song. So you're getting a double whammy. And then also the video stuff, when it goes up to the millions on YouTube and any other place, you're making money. You're making money everywhere it's played.
Now,
what if you have a song
folks?
That's...
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just wondering,
no,
what about those
good
folks who have, like, when they want to register initially with BMI ASCAP, the folks who measure the, you know, the how many times the airplays and all that kind of stuff? And
well, yeah, that's you said it right. It's ASCAP first, and it's BMI, and it's also CSAC. Those are the three main performing rights organizations that you have to join if you're going to enter the professional songwriting world. And generally, in my time, you know, pretty much to join, you would have to have a record that's either coming out or that's out, you know, already, because they spend money on going after song airplay and all that kind of stuff. They have to look it up and follow it and doing all kinds of stuff. So, but nowadays you can pay a fee to get in, and then if your record comes out, then they'll collect the money for you. So that's on the performance side.
Yes.
And there's a lot of performances now. Did you have a sound exchange now? You have ASCAP. You know, you have all these. See, I didn't know that there was a lot of record collection agencies that are out for even into the music of the movies, AFTRA. You know,
that's right.
we've got money hanging around at AFTRA because our music goes on TV and movies and all this other stuff, right? So that's all business.
Exactly.
You have to look up all of these things and make sure that you're signed up, because if an artist, if you mess around with a big artist, more than likely they're going to be on TV. More than likely they're going to be in the movies. More than likely they're going to be doing videos. More than likely they're going to be all over the world doing the same thing in all of their collection areas. So your business has to be tight, because there'll be a lot of money out there that you'll be missing out on.
A lot. And somebody's going to be collecting that money, but it won't be you. So you better be on top of your game. And that way
you can collect what's yours. So the best thing I can give you right now is the business. Keep your business tight.
Awesome. Well, that is
great. Well, keep somebody around you that knows how to keep the business tight.
Yeah, somebody better just be on the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, if you guys have just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, with me is one of the founding members of a super R&B legendary group named Surface. And I have to say, he's been with us before. It's been about 5 years, but we're welcoming back the one and only Dave Pick Conley. So, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I keep hearing... Only you. I'm not going to try to sing it. Only you can make me happy. The happy song. So that was one of my favorite big hits from you guys. There you go. Wow. And that,
yeah, that was
just
a good one.
Yeah,
that was a good
yes.
one. You know, it's funny how that thing happened too, because Ed Townsend, who was a great artist songwriter himself, since we're talking about songwriters, he wrote "Let's Get It On" for Marvin Gaye.
Wow.
Okay. He also wrote for himself. What was that? Gosh, just fell out of my head. For Your Love. I'm sorry. For Your Love. So he's had a lot of hits as a songwriter. And when we started out, he was like our mentor. He would always say, you know, you guys, y'all do this fast music and, you know, quick, y'all fast music, fast cars, you know, fast everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said, you need to find out how to make some music that's going to outlive y'all.
That's
so
right.
He kept saying that, but we didn't know what that meant. We're like, hey, we just do what we do, right? So fast forward years later, all of a sudden, we got songs in our catalog that already outlived David Townsend, because he's gone now. But guess what? His family are still reaping benefits, royalties, off of the music that he created and that his father created.
Wow.
You know, so when you think about the royalties of Marvin Gaye, you think about the royalties of Happy, they're going to his estate. So that's kind of what he was saying. The music should outlive you.
That's
and
right.
If you did that, then all the better that you, you know, I say, for me, I'd be like, all praise to the Most High. Because, you know, he's the one that channeled all of this stuff to put you in positions like that, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, if it wasn't for my Lord, I mean, I don't know how I would have made it, you know what I mean, to put me in certain situations, even walking up to Gwen Guthrie. I mean, you can't walk up on everybody like that. People would be like, who the hell are you? You know, and how did you get in here?
That's right. That's
and
right.
Security.
And talking about walking up, and you are working with these amazing stars, and I'm just waiting for Tony Terry to drop on by so he can cut the other part of the song for us. I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away. Superstars you work with. So this is
it's something, you know, the superstars to the people that listen to the music, but when you get to know them, you know, I've worked with a lot of folks, Aretha Franklin, God bless her soul, you know, she was like one of the most amazing artists that I ever worked with, you know. And then you got your legends like Jermaine Jackson and Rebe Jackson and Tito Jackson, you know, even being in the company with them and doing songs on them, it's like, you know, you think that it's like, oh, snap. And even I felt real funny around Rebe and Aretha and Jermaine because I grew up with them, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden now I'm writing and producing them? I'm like, oh, snap. But when you really dig down to it, they'd be like, damn, they're just regular folks, just like you. You know, that had an opportunity, you know, blessing from the Lord, that had an opportunity to get out there and put their music out there, and people accepted it because they had A, looks, they had songs, they had vehicles, the record company that believed in them. They had all the elements working for them, and then, bam, the people loved them. So there it goes.
And I love that.
But when
that
you break it all down, they're just regular people.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because, they, you know, that's what really, you know, allows for their legacies to endure and their careers, because, as you said, at the end of the day, they're just regular people. And and I love, you know, being able to chat with you guys and most of the wonderful celebrated folks that we've had on the show kind of all sing from the same handbook, really, when it comes to the kind of advice, and everybody is so down to earth. Everybody is just, you know, wanting to put the best foot forward, and they always give out great information, great advice, and inspire everybody. So we're just honored, and today is absolutely no exception with David Pick Conley joining us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The group Surface. Now, you guys went on to do some other, you had a couple of other songs out there as well, and so we're real happy about that. Yeah. So tell us now.
Yeah, we've had.
You had a couple of hits.
Well, I've had a lot of hits on other people as well. If that's
really
what you're talking about. Yeah, you know, like Barbara Weathers from Atlantic Star. I wrote a song for her. That was like
a
top 10.
Star.
Actually, even Melba Moore, old school Melba Moore, I did a song on her.
Melba was just on our show about maybe a couple weeks ago. She has a big hit out now. Yeah, we love Melba.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on our show a couple times.
I did a song with her. Isaac Hayes, you know, the first black man that actually won an Oscar in the movies.
Really?
You know,
that was
Surface,
we
did four songs on Isaac, you know, and many more. I'm probably, Joe, of course, Joe, you know, I wrote a song with Joe and Josh, and that album went triple platinum. My Name Is Joe.
I remember that.
Oh, so many people. I have to really put on my thick cap because, you know, this happened years ago. All of this stuff happened years ago.
Well, you have
the most
had
recent
a legend.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, the most recent stuff, I did an album called Resurface, Where Have You Been, with John Fever, also from New Jersey as well. You know, so we got together and did some more music together. I did another album called The Holy Sounds of Surface. The album is called Download from Heaven. And it was actually a gospel project that I did with Thurston O'Neill, whose nickname is Preach. And that record right there is a beautiful, beautiful biblical piece, you know, because I pretty much went to the Bible and wrote songs directly from the Bible instead of writing songs, you know, from like whatever I was thinking. No, I went into the Bible and wrote these songs. So it's quite inspirational for those who like some nice biblical music. That's what I call it. I mean, I label it gospel, but it's really a biblical record, really, tell you the truth.
Well, they've got to find your music. Now, you guys, of course, you can pick up, and you have a new smooth jazz album that's coming out real soon. And
this is coming out. Yeah, that's pretty exciting, too.
Wow.
But you know, it's not like I'm replacing smooth jazz for Surface. No, no, no. You know, like I said, I got all of these projects going on, like with the Holy Sounds of Surface, you know, Surface, Resurface, just my solo project.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounts that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N, in like Nancy, I-Q-U-E-L.com. You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And we'd like to welcome to Hair Radio Dr. Linda Amerson. Doctor, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hines, for having me today.
Well, we're glad that you're here. Now, along with myself, you also, we have a special treat, Darlene Alexander, who is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc. Now, they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. Is on the line as well, and she'll be co-hosting with us. So a special treat for us and the listeners of Hair Radio. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you, Carrie, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, we want to jump on in to this very, very big subject. And I guess the first thing that we probably want to do is to tell everyone that hair loss is so vast. And there's so many different parts to it. But if we must break it down and start at the beginning, and Darlene, you can certainly jump on in, but I'm thinking that, Dr. Amerson, maybe it would be a good idea for you to tell everyone about or what exactly is alopecia and the general topic of hair loss.
Okay, absolutely. Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss. And it is a very broad umbrella for several different categories of alopecia. And many consumers do not realize that. And sometimes that is not always conveyed in a very layman's term to them, that just because one person has one category, the other person may have something totally different or a combination of different types of alopecia. So what I do in my practice, I am a doctor of trichology, which means I have furthered my education, and my level is directly below dermatology and right above cosmetology and barber styling. So I actually get to the root of the problem by incorporating microscopes to give an accurate diagnosis. I look at internal factors as well as external factors, which is very, very important to have regrowth possible at all. Absolutely.
Now, would you tell us a little bit on what some of those internal factors might be?
Some of the internal factors may include nutrition. Now, nutrition is a very, very important factor. Other factors could be mechanical, such as the type of heat appliances that a person uses, whether it's the flat iron or the curling iron or the waving iron, et cetera. These are also contributors to some of the scalp damage and hair damage that I see on a daily basis.
Now, how much of this, just to kind of go back a little bit, Dr. Amerson, how much of this would you say is a real problem? Like, say, for the general public, do you have any idea how many people are actually suffering with hair loss, just overall, just an idea?
Yes, absolutely. The latest statistics is over 80 million Americans are affected with some form of alopecia.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing.
Now, Dr. Amerson, when you said that, you stated about the types of alopecia, now, can a person also have two types of alopecia?
Oh, absolutely. There can be multiple types of alopecia and scalp disorders that occur simultaneously.
Okay.
For example, I've seen cases where they may have alopecia areata, they may have seborrheic dermatitis, they may have telogen effluvium, they may have inflammation of the scalp, erythema, pruritus, as well as hair breakage. So that is definitely a possibility.
Wow. Wow. Now, what are some of the treatments for these types of alopecia?
That depends on, I take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
I look at the most, if it's in just a scalp condition, for example, if a person comes in and they complain about their scalp is just itching profusely, and I see bacterial infections on the scalp, I see hair breakage, hair thinning, inflammation, and pruritus. Well, the most severe condition needs to be assessed first, which is the bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I will address first. Once that is cleared, the scalp is much healthier.
Right.
And then we can concentrate on the hair regrowth process. I find that so many consumers, they want to just focus on the hair regrowth.
Yes.
And they do not think the importance of the scalp is as vital as it should be. So that is something that I constantly have to educate my patients and other consumers, that a healthy scalp is the utmost vital to a healthy hair.
Wow. That is just very interesting, very interesting. Wow.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today the topic discussion is on hair loss, and I am co-hosting today's program with Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., and they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And you can, of course, reach them at heavenlyessence.net. And we'll be talking with Darlene a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Now, along with Darlene, I'm so very proud to have with us today a very special person. She is an expert in this arena. Her name is Dr. Linda Amerson. And, Doctor, we again welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to have you. Now, we so much appreciate a lot of the light that you're shedding on this, and we know it's a ginormous and vast topic, and there are so many different layers to this. What are some of the resources that you might suggest for someone who thinks that they are, you know, dealing with hair loss? Where might you direct them to find
it? I definitely suggest for them to seek an expert, such as a board-certified trichologist, to actually get to the root of the problem. Because I find that so many consumers, they want to first ask their family members, they want to ask their friends, and then they go online and YouTube. So they look on YouTube, and there's a lot of misinformation that's on YouTube. And that's another thing that I educate my patients and clients on. Don't believe everything that you see on YouTube. There are so many concoctions that are on there, and then there are also a lot of non-professionals who are telling their journey of how they are transitioning from, you know, the relaxer to the natural hair, and they consider themselves experts, and they are not. What I find is I see, you know, quite a different, I would say, different ethnicities that come into my clinic. In the natural hair community, I get a lot of questions about their hair. Once I show them under my microscope that their scalp is unhealthy and that there are other conditions present there, they are just so amazed because they have been focusing so much on their hair and their scalp has lacked the vital cleansing and proper care that will help with healthier hair growth and the hair just looking healthier overall. And
well, my big question to you, I was thinking all of this time, I'm thinking, is there anyone who would be able to avoid hair loss? It seems like hair loss affects almost everybody on some level or shape or form or fashion. So I was thinking, what could be done? Is there anything we can do to avoid hair loss? And then I just heard you mention about healthy hair and scalp, so I'm thinking that that's probably something that jumps out at me. But I'll ask you, Dr. Amerson, what are some of the things, if there's anything that we can do to, you know, kind of avoid having hair loss to begin with?
That is a question that it really depends on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everyone falls into the same category. And then there are also medical conditions that must be analyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, there are so many consumers that take prescription medications.
Yes.
Over 300 medications have a side effect of alopecia and hair thinning, and some of them even scalp conditions. So those must be factors. There must be factors as far as hairstyles. You know, we know that the lace front wigs are very, very prevalent. When a person starts to thin, they want to go to the hair coverings, the hair enhancements, instead
mm-hmm.
of getting to the root of the problem, to seeing what's really causing or contributing to this. Is it
right.
nutritional? Is it medications? Is it the chosen hairstyle that they've been wearing for 10, 20 years, and they haven't changed that look? So it really depends on a case-by-case basis. It's the best way I can answer that.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Amerson, what about, you spoke about nutrition.
Yes.
What type do you recommend for people that who needs to improve their diet in order to have that healthy hair and healthy scalp?
Well, definitely avoiding as much fast foods and fried foods is one recommendation. Eating more fruits and vegetables, that will help. You're nourishing the body. So when you're nourishing
mm-hmm.
the body, this also helps to feed the papilla, and this in turn can feed and nourish the hair and the scalp. So looking internally is one of the main factors. Also, enough protein in your diet.
Right.
Protein is very, very important. So those are just some of the recommendations that I would say.
Now, also, Dr. Amerson, excuse me. Now, let's say the person is getting the right types of foods and fruits and vegetables and the adequate amount of protein, but they're still losing their hair. The one thing I just wanted to find out if this is a myth or if it is fact. When there's an organ in our body that is lacking certain nutrition, aren't those vitamins and nutrients going to go to that organ before it goes to the hair follicle?
Absolutely. The body is going to absorb and distribute the nutrition internally first, And if something is lacking, yes, it's going to give that particular organ or area inside the body more of the nutrients that that needs. So whatever is left over will be transported through the bloodstream to nourish the hair and scalp. And in many cases, it is not enough nutrition that's being absorbed into the system. And this is something that I can see microscopically under my polarized microscope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Dr. Emerson, just wanted to talk a little bit specifically on if you could explain briefly maybe about the areata, the alopecia areata, if you will. We have a couple of guests who will be joining us in just a little bit, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yes, alopecia areata is most commonly known as an autoimmune type of alopecia condition. The onset has many different triggers. Sometimes I have seen family members who have had this particular condition, and then it is predisposed. So there may be a generation that this particular condition may skip, and then the grandchildren may be affected. I've seen many cases of that. And then sometimes trauma to the scalp is a trigger. And excessive emotional stress can be another trigger. So that particular condition affects over 10% of the American population. So this is something I see very, very common in men, women, as well as children.
Now, what about the diffuse alopecia?
The diffuse alopecia occurs when the hair begins to shed excessively, and there are usually long strands that will be combed out or either fall out of the hair. When a person may run their fingers through their hair and they notice an excessive amount of hair in their hand, this is known as diffuse alopecia. That is usually from an internal cause.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, again, we'd have to go back maybe 3 months to see what may have occurred during that time frame, because usually the cycle, when it affects the hair, it takes approximately 3 to 4 months for us to really see an indication that there was some type of change or systemic
mm-hmm.
problem or something that may have occurred within their system, and then we see it at a later time within the hair strand.
Okay. Wow. Well, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm co-hosting today with the great Darlene Alexander. And we both have on the line with us Dr. Linda Emerson, who has been providing some great foundation of knowledge for us in terms of hair loss and some of the myths that are out there and kind of dispelling those. Dr. Emerson, first of all, again, we want to thank you so very much for being with us today on the Hair Radio Show. And is there anything that, you know, in the way of maybe kind of closing out that we would be able to, you know, maybe inspire or to, you know, is there anything that's new on the way that we can say, hold on to those folks out there who are dealing with, you know, so very much on the subject of hair loss and dealing with this?
Well, you know, research is constantly ongoing. The last research that I was informed about that is taking place is with a product, the Lactice product. It was very popular for helping to grow the eyelashes several years ago. Well, then there is some testing that has been ongoing to see if it will also assist with the scalp hair regrowth. So that's something that's on the way. And at this time, that's the only product that I am aware of that's considered new in the market.
Well, we're going to tell everyone to keep it right here and tuned in to Hair Radio, and we will certainly let everyone know of any breakthroughs on the subject. And Dr. Emerson, how would folks find you if they're interested in looking and following up with you?
Absolutely. I can be contacted. My clinic is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am at 2304 West Pioneer Parkway, suite number 6 in Arlington, Texas. My phone number is 817-265-8854. That's 817-265-8854. My website is hairandscalpessentials.com. That's hairandscalpessentials.com. My email is dramerson@hairandscalpessentials.com. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @scalpdoctor. Also, I'm on Facebook, Dr. Amerson's Therapeutic Essentials, LLC. All of those medias, I may be contacted.
And you can always come to Hair Radio and ask us how to find Dr. Amerson as well, and we will certainly connect them as well. Dr. Amerson, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today and just beginning, and I'm hoping that you'll come back as we move a little further along with this subject and come back to the Hair Radio show and share some more of your wonderful insight.
Absolutely. It will be my pleasure to return. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity, Mr. Hines and Ms. Darlene Alexander. Thank you also.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with stimulating roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The Regeneration Oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at stimulatingroots.com. That's stimulatingroots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Get ready. Welcome, people. We are the all-natural corner. 12 jars and rolls. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skincare at the all-natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the all-natural corner. We got sour sock, moringa. Everything that makes your body. This is the All Natural Corner, 12 Charles New Road, Willenboro, New Jersey, 080-46-267-670-9457. We got all natural products. We love the community. The All Natural Corner. You can get it all. All you can come and get at the All Natural Corner. At the All Natural Corner. At the All Natural Corner. Tell them what you think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that All Natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the All Natural Corner. I can't say anything else.
to get to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt like crap around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking, stay at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And my co-host today is the very great Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the vice president of Heavenly Essence, Inc. Now, they're the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It's a pleasure to be here today.
And today we also are discussing the topic of hair loss. And we have with us someone who has been courageously fighting hair loss, and her name is Mary T. And Mary, we want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network today.
Thank you. Glad to be a part. Thank you very much.
Now let's just jump in, Mary. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I've been living in California for the past 40 plus years. I'm originally from Arkansas. I started dealing with hair loss though in California probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Well, tell us about that. So when you say you were dealing with hair loss, tell us what you mean.
Well, at first I got something like, it was almost like a pimple in the top of my head. As I was combing my hair, I really didn't think anything about it. And it was really sore. And then it was there and then it would go away. And then it didn't bother me for a while. My hair, I didn't notice any changes in my hair or anything of that sort. And then it seemed to occur every 2 or 3 months and then more often. So finally, I start seeing hair loss. I went to the doctors. The doctor, you know, did a diagnosis of me. He had me come back several times. And then he also had me come back several months with a pool of doctors from the Sacramento, Los Angeles area, and I believe he had a couple of doctors from some parts of Texas, too. I felt like I was on display because they was all kind of looking at my scalp, took hair samples to look under the microscope. They also looked at my scalp under the microscope. And it took them, you know, a few weeks to come back to me with the diagnosis said that I had alopecia areata. And they gave me a little bit of information about that, indicated that it could be from straightening comb, when I was using straightening comb, which I really didn't use very much, but they said it could be from straightening combs and from perms, a combination. My type hair loss is the, I kind of have a male baldness. It started off real thin, and now in the very top, I really kind of have no hair, and it's gotten very thin around the edges. So I kind of got a little depressed, discouraged. So at one point, I just shaved it all off to kind of see what would happen. The edges came back, you know, but the top where it had came, where I lost the hair, did not come back. I was also instructed by a hairdresser at the time that was taking care of my hair to use Nioxin shampoo and conditioner, and that was supposed to be really good. But I think it was good from what I understand if the hair loss wasn't as severe as mine. And, of course, I mean, it felt good to the scalp, but it really did not bring any of my hair back, do anything. That point, I start using wraps and different things for the hair because I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable with wigs and wraps, but it got to the point that I lost so much hair. I went to a place that specialized in cancer and alopecia patients to look at wigs, and then they introduced me to some wigs that was soft to the touch of the skin versus, you know, really some of the wigs are really sticky, kind of stick to your skin and real itchy. So I started wearing those, and I got a little bit more comfortable. And I'm comfortable with them, but it would be nice if I had hair, but I don't think that that's going to happen at this point because it's been so long and I keep losing hair. Once in a while now, the pimples will come back, not that often, maybe once every 2 or 3 months or so I may get that, and it's very sensitive for me to touch my head or comb it. I still shampoo my hair, condition it every other day because I work out and I sweat a lot. So I still want to make sure that
we want to let everybody know that you're still being treated, correct?
Right.
this is ongoing treatment for you.
Yes, it is, but nothing is happening really.
Okay. I understand. Well, listen, we want to, and first of all, thank you again, Mary, for being with us and telling your story today on the Hair Radio Show. And we want to remind the folks out there who are listening right now to what you're talking about, and just remind everyone to certainly see your own physician so that if you are thinking that you have hair loss on any level, certainly you want to seek out and speak with your own physician so you can be properly treated. Now,
yes.
As we speak in general terms about this, this has been just something that has devastated. The doctor was on earlier with us and explained to us a little bit about what you're suffering with and some of the causes of hair loss. And I hear what you're saying. It sounds like a little bit of despair that, you know, you've been dealing with this for a long time and you haven't necessarily seen a whole lot of success in trying to treat it, so to speak. But from what I understand, that they're constantly researching. And Darlene, what would you say to that? If that's what the doctor said, they're constantly doing research and you just kind of never know where it's going to lead. And I'm believing
yes.
that, you know, this
yes,
will be something that will be treated.
Yeah, like Dr. Amerson had shared with us that they are, you know, conducting research on, Mary, I'm sure you've seen the commercials with the eyelash, where the eyelashes, where they use a certain type of medication in order to grow the eyelashes. She said that they're doing research on that, of using that product in order to regenerate the hair growth. So it's not to say that this is something that may be happening down the road, but it may be an option.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
or it could lead to something
sensitive.
Else.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because if it grows the ileus are very sensitive. So.
Right. Exactly. So they're
well, Mary,
go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, darling, thank you. I'm sorry. I was just going to ask Mary, Mary, has this affected, or how has it affected your home life, like, say, in the way that you may be relating to your family? Does it affect that at all?
You know, in the beginning it did, but actually my daughters know about my hair loss. But my sons don't know about my hair loss. I have not shared that with them. So when they come over, they're all adults. When they come over, they see me with either a wrap or a wig on. They ask no questions. They have no clue about my hair loss. My daughters and my husband do. But
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. My sons are kind of sensitive, so I'm not sure how they would react. So I have not even share that with them.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I, you know, over the years we've been doing a hair radio show since 1995, and I remember I had a caller once who said that she had been wearing a weave style, and her husband had been married for 8 years. I just never forgot this, that they had been married for 8 years, and her husband didn't know that she had a weave. And I,
wow.
You know, at the time I thought it was incredulous. But my goodness, I'm starting to think, you know, wow, it's just reminds me of that.
Yeah, my husband knew right away. Him and I talked about it, and I shared that with him right away. And actually, he tried to make me feel very comfortable. He said, well, as you lose it, he said, if you lose your hair, I'll shave my head. So, you know, whatever.
Oh,
makes you
I
feel
love
comfortable.
It.
Oh,
so he made
yes.
me very comfortable after a while with that. I just have not shared it with my sons.
And you know, and it may be something that may not, you know, I don't know what the answer is to that, if it's even necessary to do so. I mean, you know what's best, of course, for your situation. And, you know, but it's just a big battle. And it sounds like you're doing a great job in dealing with this. You've been dealing with this for a long time. So our hats are
Right. The reason I have not shared it with them is because I think they would probably relate it to cancer. They would probably get really upset. Mm. And even though, you know, it's not cancer, I've seen their reaction to certain things. I remember when their dad got hurt in a car. They was very sensitive to that with his hip, and they thought he was going to have to wear this platform shoe forever, and they had this look on their face and saying, is he going to have to wear this shoe, even though he was well and looked well? So I thought, I don't want to share this with them and have them thinking, okay, Mom, she's not sharing everything with me. She's just not saying, and that she, you know, may have something that's not curable, which, I mean, you know, it's not curable, but I don't know if it's yes or not, but, you know, it's not like cancer that would eat you at this point, as far as I know. So that's why I have not shared it with my boys. My girls are more open and sensitive that they understand, and not that the boys don't understand. They're very educated, but I'm not comfortable at sharing it with them at this point.
I understand. Well, listen, we want to, first of all, take a moment to thank you for being with us today on the Hair Radio Show and sharing your story, you know, with us today. And
thank
we
you
want
for
to
having
certainly,
me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And we certainly want to encourage all of the guys, all of you out there who are listening to the Hair Radio Show right now, to, of course, you know, check with your doctor if you feel that you're experiencing any type of hair loss. And on the subject, of course, you want to check more into it and keep it right here at Hair Radio, because we're going to be exploring a lot more of this as we go forward very, very soon. So, Darlene, I want to thank you for being with us and helping us to co-host.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, and I just wanted to add, Mary's case is just exceptional for the physician to run so many series of tests and in order to diagnose her condition. I mean, that's kind of unheard of for so many physicians to be present to actually diagnose this. I mean, because when I was experiencing hair thinning, I mean, I was in the doctor's office 15 minutes and I was out. So that is truly a blessing.
Yes, I felt very lucky about that. And that week that they came back, they happened to have all these pool of doctors, and they was having some kind of conference, and they asked me if I felt comfortable because that is something that they was in the process of researching. And I said yes. So I took off work. At the time I was working, I'm now retired, and I took off work and I spent 2 hours there with them.
Wow.
Looking at my hair, scalp, and all of that.
Wow.
Well, listen, I want to take a moment to thank you both for being part of this today. And this just begins to kind of lift the first layer, if you will, on hair loss. And again, we want you out there to stay with us at Hair Radio. We'll be back. We'll be back. Stay with us. Thank you.
Digital downloads of your favorite episodes of Hairpreneurs are available for just $4.99 at hairradio.com's website store. Buy your own audio download and get the tips to help you build your hair business.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hey,
tears going fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqueducts, fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, cold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom run in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Trying to start a hair industry business and need help? We've got you covered. Listen to brand new episodes of our original radio series, Hairpreneurs, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very, very special co-host today. With us on the Hair Radio Show, the very great Darlene Alexander. Darlene, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. It is a pleasure to be here today.
Well, thank you. And with us on the line, we have another special guest. Her name is Dr. Darlene Cooper, and today's topic is on the subject of hair loss. And Dr. Cooper, we want to first of all welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, the subject is on hair loss. Now, tell us a little bit about what your issue has been with hair loss, and tell our listeners about that.
Well, it's been a long lifelong problem with me off and on due to the fact that I've been on so many medications over the years since a child, dealing with immune deficiency, and later finding out that I had lupus at the age of 40. The medications I was on most of my life included steroids, anything that caused the tissue to or the immune system to greater itself. And just recently had two surgeries and more medications and more medication. I actually, at one point, in my life, I had been put on so much medicine that I need to get my hair done. So I went to the salon, and the lady had put the perm on, and I felt it was burning the heck out of me. But she said just a little longer, so she took it off after a half hour, it looked like. Looked like I had hair. She blow-dried my hair, and the next thing I know, she had put it up in a sculpture, like, you know, fix it up on top of my head, and I went home happy. When I got to the point where I wanted to take it down, I took the pins out, and the hair fell out in clunks. I had no hair in the back, and this is the type of thing I've suffered with over the years. Just recently, like I said, I had two surgeries this year, and the medication is taking me off the Richter scale as far as the texture of my hair and how it lays, and I have pretty long hair when it is on my head. I met Darlene, and she introduced me to a product from Purity, and her conditioner and her shampoo set I purchased from her, and I figured, what could I lose? I was about to cut my hair completely off because it was actually breaking off right by the scalp. And she seemed to be very attentive to what's going on with my hair, and she said she suggested that I get her product. So I did, and without reservation, I used it. And I noticed a difference in the texture of my hair. First of all, when I put the shampoo on, it was like it was tingling in my scalp. And not only that, it had a great scent. I love the scent of mint. Following that, I used a conditioner. I left it on my head, you know, just to let it saturate into my follicles. And when I got ready to blow dry my hair, there was hardly any hair coming out. Usually when I wash my hair, there's a pile of hair when I'm finished doing all the procedures. And I'm used to the hair loss. So I started using wigs and trying to basically cover my head. It's because I had so many pieces missing or areas in the very open with, you know, showing my hair where it was, like, shorter in some areas. So I used the product, and, you know, I said, my hair feels different, you know, after I blow-dried it. And she said, yeah, not that. So I've done it for the last 3 months at least. And my hair has changed. It's gotten real long. It's past my shoulders. It's 3 inches past my shoulders. And I'm just amazed. And I have gray hair, which I do use rinse on, and which is hard on it as it is, but my hair has really grown back. I'm just amazed by it. Darlene couldn't have introduced me to a better product than her Purity product. I feel that it's something that I should have had a long time ago. A lot of times you go to a salon, most people don't know what to put in your hair. They don't know how to treat medicated hair because we deal with the issues of loss of hair daily. We're on a lot of medication. Not only do I have lupus, I have, you know, just like I said, I've had other ailments over my life, and the medicine could be between 10 to 15 pills a day. I'm just thanking God that it's down to 8 now. And that's a lot of pills to be taking, but our product really has helped me. I would suggest it to anybody. Hair loss is not something that women really want to experience with. They don't want to go through that. Sure, I could have went short hair and dyed it blonde. It would have looked good, but that's not what I really want. I want to have my own hair. My mom had long hair. My twin sister has long hair, even though she enjoys wearing her wigs, very stylish young lady. But I really enjoy the fact that I can sling my own hair.
I understand.
And that's about it. I really enjoy the fact that I can put it in a ponytail.
I hear you. Well, Dr. Cooper, first of all, I want to thank you again. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we're on the topic of hair loss, and co-hosting with me is Darlene Alexander. Now, she is the Vice President of Heavenly Essence, Inc., the creators of Purity Hair Care Products. And Darlene's website is heavenlyessence.net. So, of course, you can reach her there. Now, we have on the line with us today Dr. Darlene Cooper, who is herself battling with the effects of hair loss due to, apparently taking medication over the years, and this has been something that has affected you. Dr. Cooper, tell us a little bit on how it has affected the people around you, if at all.
Most people who know me, I'm much in the limelight. I am a musician at the church, and my dad's church. I was raised in his church, and a musician, minister of music, and people notice you because you're up front. They notice I had different hairstyles every Sunday, it seemed like, because of the fact that I was losing my hair. I didn't really let anybody know. I was cutting it, trimming it, trying to make it even out, you know, and it was affecting my my esteem a little bit, losing hair like that. I'm on the stage. I'm a gospel singer, and I really didn't like the fact that I had to start putting on a wig. But wigs are stylish. I commend anyone that can really wear them every day. But when you know that where you've been and you've had to walk in and you're trying to look as best you can and not have a fake facade, you know, it does affect you mentally, the hair loss. When you wake up and see your pillow full of hair, when you just want to merely just wash your hair and let it dry, and then you comb it out, and there's a pile of hair looking at you like, whose is that, you know, but it came out of your comb. It does affect you. There's always another way to skin a cat. I can always keep trimming my hair and making it look even or whatever, but it came a time where I couldn't even put it in a ponytail. And that really got to me, and the medications kept coming. I had other changes in my body. They were not regular. I had to adjust to, but the hair loss was the key thing that really subject me to really have a little bit of low esteem. Women like to look beautiful. I know we're beautiful from the inside out, but what's on the inside should reflect on the outside. And when you don't have that control, it really puts you in a bad situation.
Well, thank you for taking a moment to share that with us, Dr. Cooper. Now, are you currently being treated for hair loss? I understand that because of the medications and the different ailments, so they may not be treating you specifically for the hair loss, or is that the case?
No, they're not. They're not treating me for the hair loss. But I'm really thankful that I was able to meet Darlene. I changed churches, and I met her, and she always looks so beautiful, her hair, everything, just shiny, just like mine used to be. And I sponsored her at my home to have a wig party for her. So she does sell wigs too. She caters to alopecia patients as well to build their esteem, and those who want to just accent what they already have. So I wanted to accent what I had, but when she came, she brought some products with her, and I started getting more interested in the products than the wigs. And,
well, listen, I want to just take a moment right now to thank Darlene as well for being with us today. Darlene, you've done such a great job. Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
Actually, you know, with Dr. Cooper, it's been a pleasure, you know, working with her. And I do believe the reason why the products work so well, because they help to clarify. They're clarifying. So So they actually help to help script the medications from the hair and scalp. And that's why I believe she's seen such great results.
Well, I want to thank you so very much. And I want to take a moment to thank you both for being with us today, right here on the Hair Radio Show. And we want you to keep it for you guys out there listening. We want to ask our fans of the show to keep it right here at Hair Radio so that we can keep you informed of any breakthroughs in the way of hair loss. And we know that this is just a couple of stories, and there's so many different stories to tell across the spectrum of hair loss. And we will be bringing to you some of those experts and some of those stories that can help you yourself with what you're dealing with out there in the way of hair loss. But as with everything we said, make sure to go and see your physician for any kind of treatment of hair loss on any level. And for you guys, thank you again, Dr. Cooper and Darlene, for being with us and doing such a great job today. Thank you for being with Hair Radio.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Stay tuned.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout-out to Carrie.
I just want to give a shout-out to the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines and his new team this morning.
Yay, all right. So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat. We call this La Luz Cafe.
You gotta try that Magnum Moo. It might make you forget that
plate until you give it a try.
Come on down,
that's right.
All
the platters make you smile. That vegan honey chicken make me wild. How to mind, fill me up at the loose. I need one of them rockin' smoothies. All the food here and ain't no need to be choosy.
Down to 313 Warren Street, Beverly, New Jersey, and come get yourself something delicious and healthy to eat at La Luz Cafe.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It is Tuesday morning, August 3rd of 2021. It's our broadcast show number 594. Show number 594 as we march all the way to show number 600. And we will be celebrating show number 600 on Friday, August 13th. So you're hearing it first right here. Yes, join us from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning for an entire live broadcast. Again, that's on Friday, August 13th of 2021. We're celebrating our 600th live broadcast of this very program, the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. So you don't want to miss it. Lots of special guests. We got some surprises in store for you. This is a very, very big celebration, and we're honored. Listen, want to just make some announcements while I have you guys on the line. Just want to say that Tara's off today, so I just wanted to shout out to Miss Tara and all of her fans. Also coming up, folks, this morning at about 8:30 Eastern Time, we have an all-new Vet Talk radio show with Michael Hopkins, so we're real excited about that. I believe that he's still working on a different, I think it's part two for learning about claims and all of that. So he'll be on with us with his amazing Angels panel. We're real happy about that, and we want you guys to stay with us. Now, I really want to get to some of the Small Business Tuesday talk that I had promised folks over the weekend. And I want to remind you guys to pick up my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which really covers pretty much, even though, and I say this, my book is kind of coming up on 10 years, but the information that we covered in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business still stands tall today, and is still just as applicable as it ever was. In preparation for this morning's show, I'm looking through the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and again, it's available on Amazon, by the way. And what jumped out at me, I said, my gosh, I'm scaling the pages. I'm like, this is crazy that many, you know, these same things that we were talking about when I wrote How to Get Rich in the Hair Business is still very much on, you know, everybody's mind. So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, I wanted to mention some of the things that are kind of going on. I saw Oprah had put out a statement with regards to the vaccines and all of that and encouraging folks. And I thought, you know, I think I should do the same. We want to make sure that folks are healthy. We won't have listeners if you're not getting the vaccines and you're catching this COVID stuff. So please, 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 you know, find out. You can go on Google if you have the internet. Talk to folks. It's free. You don't have to pay. And for those who are not citizens, you can still get it. You don't have to disclose your status. You please, please, please go ahead.
find out, do your research if you must. Talk to folks. It's very, very important that we look out for one another. And so that's my my special announcement this morning. Folks, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me just do a quick roll call, if you will. It's our show number 594. Again, it's Tuesday, August 3rd of 2021. It's about 13 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central. As promised, we are definitely going to get into some business talk, which I'm really excited about. Again, sponsored by the How to Get Rich in the Hair business book. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Please, folks, for those of you who have started listening on a regular basis to our streaming network, we thank you. And for those of you who have not, please take a moment. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I've had folks and fans who have contacted us and said, listen, in the middle of the night, they can't sleep. They put on our show. They put on our wonderful network. Again, simply go to www.hairadio.com, and you'll hear classic shows. You'll hear special interviews. Content that you really won't hear anywhere else. Now, we play some songs. Folks have sent in suggestions, and we get those on the air for the most part. And I think you'll enjoy it. So please, hairadio.com. Now, I do want to mention tonight, there's some special program that's already set at about 11 o'clock tonight. So we're talking about Tuesday night, August 3rd of 2021, about 11 o'clock New York time, 10 o'clock Central. There is a new show with Arrington Gavin, who is the man behind Rugged Evolution Beard Care. You guys have heard the commercials right here on the Radio Morning Show. Well, they have a wonderful podcast that will kick off about 11 o'clock tonight. So please tune in if you can. It's called R Smooth. And I really like it. I've heard a little bit of it, and it sounds amazing. So please, 11 o'clock tonight. And it's only on for 30 minutes, so you really want to tune in pretty quickly. And then coming up after that, we have a music special. And then at midnight, from midnight to 9, we have picked three of our favorite classic shows that I think you're going to really like. And that'll carry you through from overnight. So please, please keep it right here late night. We're also looking to add some more shows and all of that. So we'll be sharing all that with you as we kind of move along. Listen, again, coming up at about 8:30 this morning, Vet Talk Radio Show continues with their amazing broadcast. And Michael Hopkins is the show host. Real excited to speak with him. I know he's got some things in store for you guys as well as his angels. So listen, we're going to keep it moving this morning. Put on a little commercial, and we'll get some music on, and we'll be right back. So please stay with us. There's a well-known saying, home is where the heart is, and not just your heart, but your hair. Home Hair Solutions is an all-organic styling and conditioning product line that's available at SalonNiquelle.com. The HOME in Home Hair Solutions is an acronym. H is for hydration, O is for oil, M is for moisture, and E is for earth. It doesn't get much better than that. A complete line of cleansers and hair mounds that will keep your hair looking great and you feeling great about what you're using in your hair. Home Hair Solutions is the answer. Go to SalonNiquelle.com for more details. That's S-A-L-O-N. In like Nancy, IQUEL.com.
If you missed any part of today's live 3-hour broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, listen to the show playbacks around the clock at hairradio.com.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Getting to be one.
This is a reminder. Our live call-in lines are open now. Simply press 1 if you've already dialed in. And remember, we keep the call-in lines open and available throughout the broadcast. Call 516-453-9458. And remember to press 1 if you have a comment or would like to say a shout-out. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the mornings. Stay with us.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have a very special guest with us today. His name is David Babai, and he is the top celebrity stylist. David, welcome to Hair Radio.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. That was such a lovely introduction. I'm so excited to be on Hair Radio with you.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, we want to, and of course, we're going to get into all of the wonderful names and drop those names of some of the celebrities that you have worked with, which is pretty much everybody in the industry, and we'll talk about that. But I want to go back to the beginning. I kind of love the story that I read, and it starts at, like, out in Paris, France, which is one of my favorite places. We'll talk about that, but tell me about that. Now, you were atop the Eiffel Tower, and, you know, kind of this was several years back, like 15 years ago, and you decided kind of like a different career path.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I got my master's in hotel and restaurant management, and I was working for a big company, and I was just so miserable with what I was doing, and I never realized, you know, after going to school for 4 years and then starting a career, that I could actually have a second career. And it was a family holiday. It was me, my mom, my sister. It was me, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And my sister took my dad shopping, and my mom and I, although I was born in London and had been to Europe a lot, we had never done the sightseeing thing. Later, my mom told me she wanted to spend time with me alone because she sensed there was something wrong. I was just in a really depressed mood, and I felt like, what am I going to do? I've already done the school thing. Did I make a bad decision and new career? So we're on top of the Eiffel Tower, and we're looking out, and I'm looking, like, you know, how beautiful it is, but still really down. And my mom said to me, what's wrong? What's going on? And I kind of broke down and said to her, you know, I don't like what I'm doing. I've been scared to tell you guys because, you know, we've spent so much money for school. And she said to me, she's like, you know, you're so young. You still have time to change. You know, why don't you go be a hairstylist, you know? And I was like, qu'est-ce que c'est? You know, in French,
exactly.
Trying my French. And, you know, she said, you know, she goes, look, just because you've made a decision in life doesn't mean you can't change it, and it's okay. And I was scared my dad was going to, like, literally kill me, you know?
Flip out, right?
Hundreds of thousands of school and da-da-da, and I still hadn't paid my that back to them. So she's like, go to Vidal Sassoon, the academy. You know, my mom worked at Sassoon, you know, for 10 years and before she met my dad. So this was on a Monday, and there was a class starting on Friday, and we just started our holiday. She said to me, I'm going to help you. I called the school. I did the paperwork. She paid for the school again. And my dad and my sister had no clue. I changed my flight, left in the morning without my mom and without my dad knowing about it, because my mom's like, I'll deal with it, you know? Flew back.
Wow.
And started Vidal Sassoon. Yeah.
Wow.
And then later in my career, obviously my dad, I mean, just after that, he's like, I'm fine with it. Why didn't you tell me? I've always, you know, so it was kind of like weird.
Wow. Now, you went on to study in London and Los Angeles, if I'm understanding correctly. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did educational classes in London and in Paris, and I started my career, wanting to get just to work at a salon. I literally was thinking, okay, I'm going to go from beauty school, do internship for 2 years at a beauty, like at a salon, and then work on the floor. And that completely didn't happen. I never worked at a salon. I did some work at a charity stuff, but like, I don't know if you want to know, like after beauty school, like 2 weeks after beauty school, I was, a friend of mine said, do you want to cut this publicist's hair? And I was ready to cut anybody's hair. You know, when you, when you're out of beauty school, you'll cut anything. You know, now if somebody asks me for a haircut, I'm like, no. So I did his hair, and his name is Brad Caffarelli, and I owe him a lot because he started my career. He was Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn's and Cameron Diaz and everybody's publicist. And I cut his hair, and I was so nervous, but I did a good job because I really didn't know what publicists did. I didn't know about covers. I didn't know how celebrities were done. None of that. I was a really bad into the thing. Cut his hair 2 weeks later with the Golden Globes. He called me, and he goes, do you want to do Kate Hudson's hair for the Golden Globes? And I was like, who's Kate Hudson? In my mind, because, again, really bad, you know. And then he goes, oh, you know, she's Goldie Hawn's daughter. And I was like, Goldie Hawn? I get to meet Goldie Hawn? Like, that's all I cared about. Was like, I did Kate for the Golden Globes, and then Vogue named me the King of Curls. And my career just, and by the way, when I was doing Kate, I was reading the manual on the curling iron because in Sassoon they didn't teach you curling irons, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's when it started that bohemian wave, totally by accident.
I see. Wow. Okay. So now you've done quite a bit since then. That chance cut in which you met the publicist, and it kind of opened the door to all of these wonderful magazines and these publications from around the world, like Vogue and Elle, InStyle, Allure, Glamour, Cosmopolitan, and so many, many others. But I think one of the things that I kind of noticed there and I thought was really interesting is that you were an editor at large, and certainly my French, let me just try, is it L'Officiel?
L'Officiel, yeah.
L'Officiel, okay, I like the way you say that. So tell us about that. How was it? Because you had to share your perspective on beauty trends with women around the world, so how was that?
You know, this was, like, again, so early in my career. I mean, after doing hair for, like, maybe 2 years, I was approached by the magazine. And, again, I was not a good – I mean, I didn't know what I was doing at this point. I was totally winging it, you know. So, but I was really all of a sudden, I'm really a type personality, so I became really consumed with hair and fashion. So I was approached by the magazine to be an editor-at-large. Now, I didn't even know what editor-at-large meant, but I was like, again, qu'est-ce que c'est? No problem, you know. And I do have a real passion for France and for Paris because obviously it was where my life changed. So I flew to Paris. They flew me to Paris and on Air France and put me up at the, what was it? I think it was at the Ritz. And I met with them and I was like, what's going on? Like, you know, like who? So I became editor at large and I did like the covers with them and I did trend sets of Hollywood and how fashion and celebrities work together. It was the most amazing experience, and I was there for I think almost 2 years, and I couldn't continue further because I was so busy I couldn't meet with them and do the trends, or else I would have still, I'm still very dear friends with them, and I still do some stuff with them once in a while.
Wonderful. Now tell us about, and we are definitely going to certainly talk about more of the connections, these wonderful connections that you have. But just in general, is there anything that's jumping out trends-wise that, these days that you might want to share?
You know, I think that what I've learned is what I believe in. You know, I have this weird thing that I came up with on a plane when I was bored, and excuse me if I say it incorrectly, was, you know, poets had written about women, my philosophy on women, that poets had written about them, philosophers have pondered about them, you know, artists have drawn them. I am the man today. I've become the man today because of the women I've been around. You know, like, I look at myself as, you know, I admire women itself, and therefore translating trends and looks for them, I feel like is, you know, I don't think a woman should be a slave to her hair. I've always been like that. Even creating my own hair care line, I wanted things to be easy and I wanted things to be sexy and beautiful. And I don't think anybody ever looks at someone and says, wow, that's an amazing blow dry. Or like, you know, or like, God, that stiff updo is so amazing. You know, I think it's great to do those kinds of things, but I like women to look naturally beautiful, you know. So I think what's happening now is women are taking more control over it, and, you know, women work, have kids, have lives, have careers, everything. So things are more about loose and beautiful and sexy and natural for me, and that's what I will always continue doing, you know, with all the women I work with.
Perfect. Now, what we all want to know about, we all want to know about what is the life of a celebrity stylist? What is it really like when you have the most famous client in the world? David, tell us about that.
You know, it's a beautiful life because my life is, my work is to play up. I play dress up every day. You know, I make women look pretty, you know, or like, I don't make them look pretty. I just do fun hair, you know. It's also very, very stressful, and, you know, because the world is not just judging them, they're judging what I've done to them, you know. So at points, sometimes, you know, you have an anxiety attack until the Oscars are over or the Golden Globes or the premieres or whatever. And I think, I don't know who said it, but someone very smart said, you're as good as your last hairstyle. And that's how it is. Sometimes it's really stressful. And, you know, it's fun creating looks for Angelina Jolie for a movie or, you know, Ryan Reynolds or Brad Pitt or Gwyneth or Scarlett or Uma or Kate Hudson, all the girls I've had the privilege to work with. But also you just think, okay, what's the next look I can come up with? You know, so...
Right.
It could be very, very stressful. And then there's days that you have that amazing, you know, you've got God working through you or whatever it is, and you just do everything is right, the synergy is right, and you just do the most amazing look that you feel is good, and you're just like, wow, I kind of do good hair, kind of a thing, yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, we want to tell all the folks out there about your current project. And currently what you're working on now, I understand that it's a blow-dry bar.
Yeah, you know, about 4 months ago, Gwyneth Paltrow has been my client, was my second client. Kate Hudson was my first, Gwyneth was my second client I worked with, and I've known her forever, and I love her more than anything because she's not only been a client, she's been a really dear friend in, you know, life's trials and tribulations, if I'm saying that right, with me, and so have most of my clients. And so her and Tracy Anderson, they've worked together for a long time, and Tracy actually helped me lose 115 pounds.
Now, I want the folks out there to hear that again, and then I'll let you continue on with this story. Did you say 115 pounds?
115 pounds, and I'm 5'7". Could you
imagine?
Oh,
my gosh.
So, you know what it is. I gained the weight because all I did was travel and room service.
Right.
And you know,
rich food,
rich food, delicious. And stress, and you know, I went from a size 30 waist to a size 44 waist in like a blink. And I tried everything. Everything you can imagine. And when Gwyneth's body from the first Iron Man, when everybody was like, oh my God, you know, and I was like, maybe I could try this, you know, and I started working out and I got a lot of motivation and not preaching, but more motivation. Hey, you're looking great or you're doing good. And I learned the different relationships between food and why you need it versus as a comfort, you know, and my friend's going through this weight thing right now, and I don't even tell her you need to lose weight. I'm like, you will hit a point where you will want to lose it yourself. It's your own personal journey, you know? So I lost the weight, and then Gwyneth called me. Why I say this is because it kind of all comes in a full circle. She goes, I'm opening this flagship Tracy Anderson Brentwood studio, you know, and we were going to do a blow-dry bar just for people to go in there and blow their own hair. but I want to do it with you. Would you be interested? And I was like, I've never owned a salon, never had the aspiration or the desire to open a salon. Every time I go into a salon, I'm like, I don't know how these guys do it. I mean, it's 10 people, 10 characters, personalities every day. How do they do this, you know? So I was like, okay, yes, yes, oh, my God, yes, I'll do it, not thinking how much work comes with it, because it's like, and by the way, we're opening in 2 months. So I had to hire staff, didn't know how to hire people, train people, and now we're actually doing salons all over the world together, you know, and you're the only first person I'm telling that to, you know.
Oh, did you guys hear that? Wonderful. Now hold it. Repeat that one more time, Dave.
Well, we've decided to open up blow dry bars all over the world, and you guys are the first I'm saying it to. So I wasn't supposed to tell anybody, but you know, it's you, Carrie. Thank you.
Well, fans of the Hair Radio Show, you heard it right here first, and we love that. Now, speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, first, we have to say we're all big fans of hers. And, you know, just recently being named as one of the, most beautiful woman. Yes, on the cover. You can't get any more beautiful than that. So we love her. We support her.
Oh,
and, so we just wanted to say, what is it like working with Gwyneth specifically? And then I want to hear a little bit more about this project.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know how to explain how, first of all, she's so encouraging and she is so brilliant and so fun and doesn't take herself serious and, like, you know, it's you know, she knows how to cook, and she did it because of specific reasons. She speaks fluent Spanish, Italian, French with beautiful accents and an amazing actress. And funny story about me and Gwyneth is when I was in the hotel industry, I was in Chicago, and I decided I wanted to go to the Oprah show because I had 3 days off. And I saw her when she was promoting Sliding Doors, and I thought – and I wasn't even in hair – I thought, wow, what a beautiful woman, you know, and ironically, I end up being her business partner and her hairstylist, but, you know, she's just such an amazing person, and she's such an amazing mother. I've never seen, like, I mean, she cares about her kids and is so present and a good friend, and, like, I could text her, email her anytime, whether I'm going through personal problems, and she'll give me great advice, and she's my muse, you know. So amazing.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Now I want to ask you, because that's in Brentwood, about the blow dry bar that you guys are working with together on. That's out in Brentwood, California, and isn't that like a suburb of L.A.?
It is a suburb of L.A. It's you know, Los Angeles has different areas like West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Bel Air, you know, Century City, Glendale, where all over. This is Brentwood, which is kind of close to Beverly Hills, and it's really close to, it's a really great, it's almost like a little, it's not a village, but it's like this really cool community with just really cool, healthy people. When you're standing outside, you see people running all the time. I mean, all of L.A. is like that, but you can't. And just think, I was 115 pounds, and I worked with all these beautiful, skinny girls. So it's a really cool environment, yeah.
Well, listen, we're happy about this. Now, the blow-dry bar is open, and how's it coming along?
It was originally going to be just at that location only for members. Because, you know, when you're transforming your body, and it's a no-judgment kind of a place, you go in and you work out and you've got that bounce in your step, and Gwyneth wanted you to have that bounce in your hair, you know. So it is for members only, and when we first opened and when we announced it, there was a million press impressions within 24 hours, and we got over 10,000 phone calls and emails about making reservations, because it's the first time a celebrity, well, I don't call myself that, I hate it, but like a hairstylist that works with celebrities, and an actual celebrity, an Oscar winner, had opened a blow-dry bar together. So we had, like, over 10,000 reservations, and we're like, we're only for members. I was panicking, having anxiety attacks. So that's where we decided, you know, we want to make it affordable, have great trained staff, and open up other locations so we can, you know, have fun with other women coming in.
Sounds like you're doing just that.
Yeah.
Now, David, the product line, you mentioned it earlier. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I understand it's for professionals only, and we have a lot of great salon professionals who are listening to us right now and friends of the Hair Radio Show. So tell us about your product line and what you're working on with that.
Yeah, like 7 years ago, I launched a first hair care line with Kate Hudson, and that was for... it was called David Bye-Bye for Wild Aid. It was just a project that Kate and I did because I wanted to do, and Kate supported me to bring awareness to wildlife conservation. I'm a real big animal activist. I've always been since I was a kid. And I'd learned from, actually Angelina Jolie about Wild Aid and wanting to make a difference because she had donated millions of dollars to them. And she said to me, why don't you start a hair care line? That's when I started it with Kate. We went to Africa, shot our ads, and, you know, we brought so much awareness, raised money, and, you know, that was specifically, it was like a two-year project, you know. And then, you know, once the line, you know, we sold the brand for Wild Aid, I'm so sorry, we decided to, you know, I took a break, not thinking I wanted to do another line because it is a lot of work, and I wanted performance, you know, because I'm a hairstylist. I've tried everything. You don't know the things people send me, and I could never find, so I'd become like this crazy scientist at home creating stuff for myself, you know, and when the second time around I was approached to do a hair care line, again, I wanted it sulfate-free, paraben-free, petrochemical-free, and none of the nasties, you know, I wanted performance, so I took science and nature and combined it together and developed a product that actually works. There's so many amazing products out there and amazing natural products that really for hairstylists don't give the performance. You know, as hairstylists, we have a specific amount of time to satisfy our clients' needs and yet get to our next client. So when developing this product, it took me 3 years of massive testing, and my thing is, my first one was tested on Kate Hudson, not on animals. My new one is tested on celebrities, not on animals. So I was able to test my entire range on so many different hair types and different hairstyles, and I made all of my products universal for every hair type, you know? And I still have, you know, recycled plastics. And, you know, I'm a small company, but I'm a growing company, and I feel like it's great that we can do these kind of healthier products. You know, as hairdressers, we're surrounded by hairsprays and products all day long, you know, for our entire career. And I was like, you know, and I have so many hairdresser friends that had gone through so many different health issues. And right. So I thought, okay, this is going to be something I can do. And it's been so well received. We launched it in Australia 6 months ago, and we're the number one selling product there. And I'm actually just, again, another little exclusive. Nobody knows about this. I launched it in the Brentwood studios, not for sale, just for people that work out in the showers and in the blow dry bar, and now I'm going to launch exclusively globally with Goop, with Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, Gwyneth Bites. So it'll go there, and then it'll eventually go into salons, and you know, because she's so hands on and everything that goes on Goop, she has to approve it before it does. So you know, it's something that I want to keep professional. I want to keep. For our hairdressers, you know.
Well, we are happy to have heard it right here first at the Hair Radio Show. Now, when it's all out and you're ready to talk about it more, would you please come back and tell us more about that?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I would love to. You guys are so for sure.
Terrific. Well, listen, we want to thank you, but before we let you go, there's one last area, which it's still very close to me as well, personally, but I want to just ask you, I know that you're doing so many wonderful things, and many may not realize that you're also doing this, and this is why I want to talk about it, which is the Look Good, Feel Better charity. Would you mind taking, telling us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it's such an amazing organization. They've been around for so long, and they do such beautiful work. And you know, I actually my focus is going to be a lot this year on that. I feel like, you know, looking good makes you feel great. You know, how many days have we all had bad hair days?
Yes.
Or, you know, going through different things. Where I really got into that was one of my dear friends, you know, and I don't want to get emotional because I always do. Her mother was going through chemo, and her mom's hair as a child, I remember, was like her pride and joy. And she was losing her hair, and I went over to, you know, shave her hair and give her a wig and, you know, all that stuff, and she just couldn't do it. And I love my hair. I mean, I'm a hairstylist, and if I have a bad hair day, it's like literally an emotional wreck for me. So I took the clippers and I shaved my head, and I said, look, it's that easy. And when I was shaving my head, the whole time I was thinking of Demi Moore in G.I. Jane. I was like,
oh yes.
I go, I can't believe I'm doing this. But, you know, I wanted her to feel like it was okay and that it'll come back. And, you know, and this is not the important part right now,
right.
You know, and I love what they do. And, you know, I have different organizations I work with. Obviously, being an animal activist, I love working with Catherine Hagel with her mother, you know, spay and neuter programs. And there's so many things that I'm interested in. And luckily, I've been fortunate to have such amazing celebrity clients that have helped me express this to everyone. So the more I can do, the better I feel. It's really a selfish thing that I do. And I don't really talk about it a lot, but it's a very selfish thing I do, and it makes me feel good. So why not?
Well, listen, you are really a living example, and we are just so honored. We can't say it enough. And
thank you.
So we want folks, maybe it would be a good suggestion to tell them how they can find out more about you. Your website, what is the name of your website?
They can go to davidbabaii.com.au, which is my Australian one, which will be launching everywhere. And I'm with Tracy Mattingly Agency and obviously Janice McCafferty, my publicist, who I love, who's been my publicist for my entire career.
Yes.
You know, I one thing I just want to say to, I think, all of your amazing listeners is, you know, if you stand strong and you stand together, you can do whatever you want. And there's so many other hairdressers out there that are so much better than me. And I get Facebook messages from all of them, you know, and I love it. You know, I love that you guys are following me and wanting to do what I do, and just don't give up. You know, it'll happen. You just do what you do. Keep your artistic talents there.
On that note, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with us.
Are we there?
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because
I
even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, The sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't. We never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yeah, Fort Greene Park, Brooklyn. We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lionel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lionel and all this kind of stuff. So Lionel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio.
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lionel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances, it's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lionel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check them out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, August 3rd of 2021, 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time. And
It's time for Vet Talk Radio, as you just heard. I am bringing to the line the one and only, the man behind the entire Vet Talk Radio show, the one and only Mr. Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael. Michael, welcome again. Okay, Michael, can you hear us? All right. I'm going to see what is going on technically there. We'll see if we can get Michael heard a little bit. Michael, double-check your mute and all of that on your line. I don't hear you there, sir. And while we're doing that, let me just get on Michael's angels. We've got Nicole. We've got Noor. We've got Katrina. Guys, good morning, and welcome to the third installment of Vet Talk Radio Show. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
All right. We can hear you, sir. Yes. Listen, I'm going to tell Mr. Michael, we can't test new equipment on the call today. I'm going to get you for that. Listen, good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm going to get you on that one. Good morning, Michael. How are you? And to the angels.
Oh. Hey.
Doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Yes.
Doing great. Well, listen, I want to jump on in and just to remind folks that we're here each week, and I think it might be a good idea. I'm going to see if you guys like the idea and the listeners. It looks like the fans want more, so I'm hoping we could do a special one-hour broadcast next week, and that way we can kind of give you guys a little bit more time on the air. Now, Michael, I understand, just a reminder for folks, today is their first time tuning in. They've never heard of Vet Talk Radio, and they must have been under a rock. But what would you like to share with them this morning about what Vet Talk Radio was all about?
Oh, wow. Yes. Basically, Vet Talk Radio is all about information about veterans. That's what Vet Talk Radio is all about. The premise of the show is to inform veterans and civilians alike of all the services that veterans are qualified for, and just talking about veterans, because a lot of civilians don't really know what a veteran is. They have a preconceived notion of what a veteran is, and that notion can be anywhere from, oh, it's just another person that served in the military, oh, well, or it could be, oh, it's that veteran that has that, quote, problem, and we might want to stay away from that veteran, or there's that veteran that's missing a limb and we don't know what to say or do to that veteran, or here's the family of a veteran that died from Agent Orange or cancer or something, and we don't know what to do.
Wow.
This show is going to pull the veil away. That's what this show is all about, pulling that veil away.
Well, I appreciate that. And I have to say, as I opened up with this is your third installment. This is your third time out on Vet Talk Radio. And I just wanted to kind of go around a little bit, Michael, this morning as you begin to peel back some of that and pull the veil back, as you put it. Nicole, let's lead in with you this morning. We're talking to Nicole out of Water Valley, Mississippi. You know I love saying that. Nicole, what do you say when you think that you guys have three shows in and this is what Michael is talking about in helping the veterans? What goes through your mind? Okay. Nicole, are you there? Okay, I think we might have, I think Nicole's checking back in with us. Let me turn to Noor. Noor, did you hear that question? It's going around, this is your third time out for the show. What goes through your mind?
It's exciting.
Yes, go right
ahead. Can you hear me?
And folks, if you guys have your phone on mute, please take them off mute. Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, you can hear me okay, right?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's exciting to know that we're already on our third show and just ready to hear what Michael has to share today. because I learn so much every time. I'm sitting here taking notes and just I'm wowed by the information. So I hope that the audience that's listening, they will be wowed as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Noor. And I just want to say, Noor, you are out of Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Just want to say that, right. Okay. All right. Welcome to Clarksville, folks. Ask the question to first to Nicole. Let's see if we can get Nicole. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So I don't know if you heard the question or not, but it was basically that this is your third time out. Michael is talking about, and when I hear Michael Hopkins, this sounds like to me, we say out here, you're really going in. You're going deep with the challenges that veterans seem to face. Again, it's your third show. What goes through your mind?
It's just very, very exciting to be able to inform people about veterans. My father was a veteran, so I know the military lifestyle and the things that veterans go through. I have brothers and sisters that served, and my husband served, and just other family and friends that I know serving in the military and then now as veterans. So it's just very exciting to be on this platform to be able to share and just educate people about veterans and their families as well and the things that they go through.
I appreciate that. And, Nicole, you're out of Water Valley, Mississippi. I just want to say
yes,
it right.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Water Valley, Mississippi.
Water
yes.
Valley,
small
Mississippi.
Small town America.
Okay. Small, boy, it doesn't get any smaller than Water Valley, Mississippi, I'm sure. But maybe it does. We're moving over to Katrina out of Paris, Texas. Hi, Katrina. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Well, everybody's on. Yeah, Katrina, everybody's quiet this morning. Listen, yes, I'm turning it back over to Michael Hopkins, but I want to ask you the same question, Katrina. Again, this is the third outing for your participation as one of the angels here with one of Michael's angels. Let's go ahead and get it on out there from Michael Hopkins, who is the host of this actual program. So I just wanted to ask you, before I kind of move it back over to Michael, what goes through your mind on your third outing here this morning?
Well, it is very interesting because even though I have veterans and people who serve in the military of all branches, I'm learning more each week as Michael talked that I didn't know or understand. Plus my dad served, but it wasn't much that he talked about, but I know he went through. So Michael is letting me know a lot of things that they go through. And now that I know, I understand more why a lot of them are doing like they are
wow.
going through.
Wow.
So.
I love how you put that in. Michael, that's a perfect segue for you to jump on back in. So how do you feel about that when you hear someone like Katrina mentions that, you know, just by you doing this show, she's becoming more aware? And I have to echo that sentiment, as well as so many, you know, from the fans of the show already. So Michael Hopkins, it's your brainchild. How do you feel?
Oh, Carrie, it's overwhelming sometimes, and it's humbling. Reason being is because on a daily basis, I reach out and I text a lot of veterans. And it is such an honor to be able to reach out to veterans and explain to them in common sense language how this process, this claim, this compensation process, how it works. It is one of the honors. I can tell you this, one of the honors that I just had over the weekend, I talked to a Vietnam vet who was in his 70s. And it was just such an honor to talk to this man, and he's going through a lot, and him and his lady friend. And it was it was kind of a divine thing, you know, for I don't know any other words to say it. It was so funny because I went to Maryland just to pick up my mail because I still have a PO box. And in the process of getting ready to go home, we always stop at this little diner and we eat, little cafe. Well, I saw this gentleman with a hat on, and I just recognized him as a Vietnam vet, so I acknowledged him. He acknowledged me as being a veteran also. We ate our meals, and as we were leaving, him and I got to talking. That's when I found out the issues that he was having, both physically and mentally, as a veteran. And it was so humbling when it was him and his lady friend, it was so humbling when this gentleman said to me, "You've told me in 5 minutes more things about the claims process and how to do things than I've had from just about anybody I've ever talked to." And it got even more humbling because he goes to a PTSD group like a lot of us do. You know, we meet and we just have like a rap session and talk. And he asked me if I would come to their group and talk to their group about the claims process because I was so knowledgeable. And it just kind of blew me away because I'm so used to doing this. And it just gets humbling because I've helped a lot of people. They've been doing this 5, 10, 15, 20 years in frustration and mental issues and physical issues, and nobody is really helping them to the extent that I am. And it's not that, like I say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not certified by the VA, I'm not a nurse, a lawyer, nurse practitioner, I'm none of those things. But the one thing I know how to do that God has blessed me is to be able to read all the jargon and read all the information that the VA puts out, and I can explain it to people in simple, basic terms. And that's the beauty of what we want to accomplish here on this program.
Well, it sounds to me that you're reaching a whole lot more folks out there, Michael, with this amazing you know, I call it a kind of a charge that you have with doing this. I mean, this is remarkable as far as I'm concerned, being a civilian out here. But I wanted to definitely ask you a little bit more about the claims. I know you wanted to get into it. So please go ahead, Michael, take it on away. What else would you like folks to know about the process?
Oh, sure. Last week, Kerry, we were talking a little bit some things, and one of the things that, well, several things, one of which I want to touch on is basically what is a claim, once again, and basically for a veteran claim, or people call it compensation, it's just you as a veteran getting awarded monies for something that happened to you in the military. And a lot of veterans don't realize there are 832 different conditions that a veteran can have that they can potentially get awarded.
832 different, wow, conditions.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
832.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
There's a booklet, and, you know, as time goes on, we'll get into all of this, but just to give you an overview, and in the audience, there's a book that the VA puts out. You can actually go on the internet and print the book out. It's free. It's called The Code of Federal Regulations 38 Part 4. Or as we know as vets, we call it the CFR 38 Part 4. And as I said, there are 832 conditions a veteran can have that they can potentially get paid for. And unfortunately, as veterans, Kerry, a lot of us don't know about this, and it's key. It is key.
Well, Michael, how did you find out about all of this?
That's what goes through my mind. Yeah, how did you acquire all of this information?
Oh, okay, great, great. Good question. Excellent question. Basically what I did, like most veterans, there are a lot of guys that are already have what we call ratings or percentages. They're getting paid for their injuries. And a lot of us as veterans, a lot of time we'll get together, and that's the topic of discussion. A lot of guys will say, hey, man, what's your rating? And if you don't know, they give you a brief class, or we call it a hip pocket training. That's what we call it in the Army, on what a rating is and so forth. And what I did for years and years and years, like most veterans, I went into that, I called it that river called denial. And that's what I did. I went into denial of injuries that I sustained while being in the military. And for years and years and years, I never talked about it. I just lived with it. I just, as we call it, I just soldiered on. But it got to a point where I had to do something. And as I kept talking to other veterans, and I have buddies of mine that are retirees, and they're rated, and they told me, they said, hey, look, man, this is what you got to do. We see how you walk. We see your back bothers you, or sometimes you're having a mental explosion. You need to go to the VA, and you need to do certain things. And that's how I got into doing this. I went myself and I filed. I filed for 6 different claims. Out of the 6, eventually I got 4. But in the process, I also learned about the CFR 38 Part 4. I had to read that. I started doing my own research. I went on YouTube. I asked questions of my fellow veterans, and I kept coming up with different conclusions. And actually, I came up with the same conclusion, that this is not hard. You just have to stick with it, and all of a sudden, you can win. And it was the funniest thing. What really turned me around, when I first did this, they gave me a 20% rating because I had an ankle problem. Well, I was 10 and 10. I had a 10% rating for my left ankle because I'd had tendonitis in it when I was active duty, and I didn't break it, but I had dropped things on my foot and my ankle while in the service. And also I fell off a balance beam and I totally jacked up my neck. And that's been over 30 years ago, and my neck still gives me problems. And my feet, I went in the military with flat feet in 1982. And it was documented. And only I didn't understand or know all of this stuff because they gave me a waiver to go in. And as I was in, my feet got worse. Well, I filed, and they gave me what they call a deferment. And basically a deferment means this, and a lot of veterans will get this. It basically means that there's evidence, but they can't find it or they're still looking for it. What I did is I took charge of my own records, my own military records. I went through my records because I did all 3, active duty, guard, and reserve. So I went through all my medical records, and at the time, I had an issue with my feet. And I documented it. I found 21 pages. It was like almost like a page a year that I found that I had issues with my feet, and it happened during active military service. It didn't matter if I was in the guard or reserves or I was active duty. When you're on active duty, you're on active duty.
Wow.
And I filed all of that information along with a statement, and it's called a statement in support of claim. And of course, Kerry, in the audience, of course the government has files and forms and all this other stuff that you have to comply with. I complied with all of that, and a few weeks later, they gave me the highest rating that a veteran can get for bilateral flat feet, and that was 50% rating. And it equates into money that they pay me each month, and as we go on with the program, I will explain all that also to the audience, to the veterans and yourself and my beautiful angels. But that's
well, we
want to
hear
started.
All about. Pay attention. We're going to keep zooming in. Right, Vet Talk Radio, folks. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show Network, and we have the one and only Michael Hopkins on, who is a veteran, as you hear him explaining himself. And Michael, you have the angels on with you this morning. What would you like to say to them?
Oh, besides loving on all three of them for all their support. I mean, these three queens, they're queens, and they're business ladies, and they're professional ladies. And I couldn't have a better team, better friends, better confidants, better business partners than the three of them. If this was baseball, Kerry, they would not be traded. If this was basketball, they ain't going to get traded. If this was football, and we always, you know, when we all get together, it's as if we've been knowing each other for years and years and years. And we've only known each other, I'd say, my queens, about a year. Does that sound about right to you guys?
Yes, sir.
Close to it.
That's correct.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
But the three of them, they are, Kerry, they are so professional at what they do.
And I am humbled. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are so professional at what they do. All three of them bring so much to the table. Each one of them is just a gift. And yes. I don't take anything with them lightly. I really don't.
Nor
and they are my sisters.
And Nicole. Of course. And we welcome you guys. And that's why I look towards this. I'm hoping next Tuesday, our celebration, next week is a very big week for us here at the company itself and the folks behind Vet Talk Radio, because we're celebrating, Michael, our 600th show and the Angels on Friday.
Awesome.
For my network. So for our Hair Radio Morning Show, we're celebrating our 600th broadcast on Friday. Yeah, next week, not this week, next Friday, a week from Friday.
Yes.
So I want to make that clear, yeah. So next week, please tune in. And then, of course, on Thursday, it is, I'm going to have to say it, but we're going to be celebrating my 29th birthday. So I want you guys on Thursday. So it's likely we'll do the celebration Wednesday. So I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there. All this is next week, and I've got some more shows. And, Michael, speaking of next week I'm really amazed, because next week will be your fourth installment. And once that fourth installment hits, you guys go out across our platform as another series in which we're putting together special airings and all of that stuff. So I just want to say, what else are you looking to bring to the listeners, Michael, with all of this that you're doing?
Oh, wow. Yeah, one of the things I really want to talk about is walking people through the claims process, just like a good overview of three steps. And it's basically all it is. It's three steps in the claim process. And that's what I want to do. I want to walk veterans and the civilian population through that process.
All of us. Can you do that on next week's show, where we can allot an entire hour? So next Tuesday morning, we are going to have a special one-hour edition. One-hour edition, you're hearing it first right here, a Vet Talk Radio. So exactly 1 week from today, we're going to have you guys on at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central. So for an entire hour in which you will be able to fully explain the claims, because you've got a lot of fans on now who are veterans, and I can see that, and they're all tuned in and listening to every word. So I also just wanted to take a moment on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and our entire Hair Radio Network. As you guys know, we have a 24-hour streaming network that airs around the clock. I want to say thank you to all of you guys who are the veterans who have done so much for our country. And again, thank you for your service on behalf of the company. So I wanted to make sure that was clear. Brother Michael.
Wow. I'm humbled to have a lot of veterans on here, to have all my brothers
sure.
and sisters in arms. I am humbled, and I won't let them down. I won't disappoint them. I will make sure that they understand step by step this process. It's not a complicated process. A lot of us have been led to believe that, Kerry, that this is a complicated process and we need a lawyer and all these other folks. Initially, you don't. All you need to do is read, understand. It's only three things you need to do. Gather your medical evidence, have somebody review your medical evidence, file for a claim. That's how simple it is. It's not complicated.
Wow. Well, I am very impressed here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I want to thank you. Now, listen, folks, a couple of ways that you can hear this entire broadcast. We're going to get it on again today from 12 o'clock all the way to 6 o'clock. So we're going to air it from noon to 3 and then the entire broadcast, and then again from 3 to 6 tonight, and that's Eastern time. So starting at about noon, that's 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Time Zone this morning, this entire broadcast will play back. So you'll hear the Vet Talk Radio at the very end of those recordings. And then coming up on Saturday, what happens, Nicole, do you know what happens on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock over at hairradio.com, our 24-hour streaming network? This
yes, at that time, at that show, at that time, the show will be able to be heard once again.
Awesome, awesome. That's right. So, in other words, the Vet Talk Radio Show, this Tuesday broadcast will replay in its entirety. The 30-minute show will replay over at HAIRadio.com. For two airings, and that will be between 1 o'clock Eastern and 2 o'clock Eastern, so between 1 and 2. And the good news is that's noon Central, so again, that's this coming Saturday. So lots of ways to hear everything that we're talking about. And again, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you guys for participating each week and helping, and all the angels and Michael, for your help and just being part of this big network. Michael, what words?
The words I'd like to leave everybody today, go up to a veteran and just don't say the words, thank you for your service. Mean it in your heart.